Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the latest episode of the Social Marketing Academy. I am your host, Christopher Tompkins. We come to you on our podcast quite often, and we talk about topics related to social media marketing and online marketing. Today, we're going to talk about something that is really important in social media marketing, and that is blogging, writing, content. You need it. It's very, very important. And if you are beginning a blog, it is really important for you to do it the right way. And what I want you to do is I want you to have a plan in place. I work on this type of thing every single day at my company, The Go Agency, where we work with clients on social media marketing campaigns, content creation, website design, all that kind of good stuff. But on the blogging side of things, I consult people quite often, and you know, they always say to me, okay, I have a blog. I've been blogging. I'm a blogger. Okay, cool. So let me take a look at your blog. And that's when I start seeing all of the blunders. Now, this isn't everybody, but there's always ways of refining your approach when it comes to blogging. And what I want to do is I want to help you discover some of the blunders that you would make when you're going out and creating a blog. Because there is nothing, you spend a lot of time writing this. It's very personal to you. And then no one's seeing it. And it makes no sense to your marketing strategy. And it's a waste of time. I think I can help you fix that. Because I don't really know if the content is your issue. It could be just your approach. So on today's episode of the Social Marketing Academy, I'm going to give you tips on how to create your blog and to kind of keep blogging in a more organized and effective manner, as opposed to, hey, I got a blog, I'm writing, I'm a blogger, yay. I mean, who cares? You need to get some results off of it, right? That's why we do it. So if you're listening to this for the first time, my name is Christopher Tompkins. This is the Social Marketing Academy. We have tons of past shows that you could check out on our Blog Talk Radio profile, as well as on iTunes. I cover tons of different topics. And why do I do this? Because I'm in the trenches. At my agency, The Go Agency, I'm working with our team of professionals every single day, trying to find the best ways, the newest ways, the latest ways of helping our clients create success, as well as I'm consulting all the time different businesses on how they can really take their online approach, as well as their overall marketing approach, to the next level. So I want to give you that inside track as well. So if you listen to any of our shows, you'll see that I have a very straightforward approach to this. I just want to help you. So I'm going to be really straightforward, black and white. This is what you need to do so you have actionable tips to make it happen. All right. So enough about that. I want to get into this because I am a little irritated with some of the blogging mistakes that are happening out there. And I do feel like there's a lack of resources on how to market blogs and create blogs correctly. Because it seems like an old topic, I guess. We're dealing back in the days when mommy bloggers was one of the biggest trends. I think that was about 5 or 6 years ago. Back when, I don't know if you're familiar with the Pioneer Woman. She wrote a blog, and she was basically a woman that moved to a ranch to raise her family. Her husband, she married a cowboy, and she was basically sharing life on the ranch, her recipes on the ranch, this, that, and the other. Before you know it, she's on the Food Network in the United States. She has her own show. She has a range of really successful New York Times best-selling books, etc. So That was then. Getting famous overnight for a blog is kind of passé. So now what we want to do is we want to find out how we can get that idea and pivot, which is one of my favorite things to do, pivot that to a successful vehicle to get more traffic to our website, more qualified traffic to our website, engaging the people that are on our website, and then bringing them, taking them, getting them to go somewhere else or to sign up for something different. Okay, so here we go. I think one of the biggest blunders, I guess we can say, of blogging is going in blind. I think that if you don't have any idea what you're doing, it's a problem. I'm a marketer. I'm a lifelong marketer. It's what I studied. It's always what I've done. And I'm telling you, if you have no friggin' idea what your objective is, then why are you doing it? It could be fun. It could be cathartic. Well, then don't do it for your business. Go home and write it for yourself. If you are doing something for your business, make sure it relates to a business outcome that you want. So, figure out what objectives that you need to get from your marketing. Okay? I want to get more hits to my website. I want to get more downloads to an ebook. I want to get more signups to our newsletter. I want. Good. Name what you want, because that's what we're focused on. Because your overall marketing strategy, online and offline, have to coincide. You know, that's another thing that really drives me crazy, when the offline and online have no connection. It's such a miss. But I digress. I'm telling you this because what I want you to do is this. Number one, when you're creating a blog for your business, you need to figure out what your objective is, okay? Do you want to engage people? Do you want to tell them about new products? Do you want to get signups, web traffic? Okay, these are all things that you can get. Now, why would I create a blog on a different domain? That is the number one error that I believe companies make. Your blog should be within your website. Okay? So number one, biggest blogging blunder is having no friggin' clue what you're doing and just starting to write things and going to WordPress and, okay, I'm gonna go to WordPress and then what domain sounds good? Okay, so, okay, got that domain. And then I have this old newsletter that from 2 years ago. I'm gonna put that, okay, get that in there, click, click, click. Okay, good. Okay, now what's next? Okay, I'm gonna wait for the magic to happen. I mean, come on, does that sound realistic at all? I'm exaggerating, but come on, right? How many people out there have done that? They've just gone to WordPress, created a blog, named it something, and put something up there and going like, okay, I'm a blogger. Well, that's cool if you're sharing your own artistic take on things, but if you're doing something completely different, you know, I want you to be focused, okay? So what you want to do is you want to create a page on your website for your blog. And guess what it will be called? Blog. Okay, everyone understands that. And then what you want to do is when you're putting posts onto that page, you can then very, very easily, which is the best way of doing it, you can put content on there that's going to be engaging to your audience. Okay, so this goes on to the next element. What are you putting on your blog? Okay, this drives me crazy too. I don't want to go to a blog to read something that would go on a newsletter. Does that make sense? You know, I want to go on to somebody's, if I want that, I want that emailed to me. If you're going to do that, I'm like, oh, hey, we had a wonderful month this month. Karen had her baby. And also, we gave $5,000, we raised $5,000 for breast cancer. And we did a fun run for childhood diabetes. I mean, it's like, give me a break. I mean, I don't want to go to someone's blog and read that. Also, if I'm sharing this, which is what we're going to talk about next, who's going to click on that? Honestly, nobody cares enough about you to do that. And I'm being a little forward here. You know, I'm trying to tell you that we want to create content that everybody wants in your market. Not people that know you and love you. Guess what? Those people are doing business with you. And if they're not doing business with you, they're never going to do business with you. That's something that you learn in business. If people love you and, oh, I love you and we have to do business one day, they're never going to do it. But if they're doing business with you already and they like what you've done and they've given you compliments, yeah, they're going to be interested in that kind of thing as well. But what about the new prospects that we're trying to get, right? That stuff's going to keep people that are already doing business with you or already in your network friendly to you. But, you know, it's not going to grab new people, and that's what we want. What topics are those people interested in? Go to your FAQs, people. See what are your frequently asked questions and build blogs around them. So if I am a medical billing company, one of the questions could be, how do I know if your billing software is compliant with HIPAA, which you know, it's a medical policy thing. Okay. How can I make people understand that I'm HIPAA compliant? I could write an article regarding that, and I can explain what HIPAA means and what HIPAA means to billing and the relationship. And then I can mention kind of how we handle it as well. That way, I'm explaining something. It's educational. I help that person understand the relationship any billing company would have with that. And then I throw in a little promotional thing at the end, which is not like, we are the best at what we do, but I kind of relate it back to me. This is an age-old public relations trick where you can basically put a topic that a lot of people are interested in, explain it, give some ideas, and if you're talking about it, that positions you as an expert. And then at the end, you can kind of throw in that this is something that you do, which ties you to the topic at hand as an expert. You see what I mean? This is what your blog needs to be. Your blog needs to be that. I'm not trying to tell you in the show how to write a blog post, but this is kind of where we need to go with it. So, we have your blog now on your company domain. Company domain, www.yourcompany.com/blog. Step one. Step two, make sure that it looks like every other page of your website. It doesn't need to look totally different. Why? Because when you send traffic there and somebody clicks off of that blog, is it going to look completely different? That's considered a bait and switch. So this is where we're going to sending traffic to your blog. That's going to be through your email marketing. It could be through you can even tell people verbally, or your social media marketing. So if I'm talking about that HIPAA blog that I had written on my billing website, I wouldn't write a salacious headline that would get people to click to an article that is completely different. That, my friends, is called clickbait. We want to stay away from clickbait. We want to be honest. We want to be transparent. We want people to trust us. We want to engage with them. So make sure that when you're driving traffic to your website using your blog posts on social media, especially, that you're not baiting and switching them. Now, another thing, if one of your objectives is to build more traffic, put some advertising dollars behind those social media posts, boosting your blogs. That's going to give you more traffic to your blog page. Okay, now we have a blog, it's branded, we have content, we're sending traffic. How are we maximizing the traffic? You need to have some calls to action on your blog. So, is it a pop-up to sign up for your newsletter? Is it a sidebar that's to sign up for your e-course? Is it a button at the very bottom of the blog post to schedule a consultation or to learn more? These are things that you need to really consider. Okay, so here's what I'm gonna tell you right now. Lifting the curtain, showing you what's inside, go to thegoagencyusa.com and click on my blog page. I don't have pop-ups on the website, but you will see that I have newsletters, I have links to my book, The Go Method, I have the 7-day e-course that I talked to you a little bit about earlier, and there's also other buttons for you to click to subscribe, leave a comment. I'm asking you to engage with us if you like the content. A lot of people don't like to leave comments because they like to not, especially if you're teaching. But I want just to let you know that you need to try to capture people's information when you're there. And look, you've done it. But what's the one thing that we forgot to talk about? What is your blogging schedule? You need to come up with a set schedule of delivery. Can you do one a week? Can you realistically do one a month? Do you need somebody to write them for you? Be realistic, because this whole thing works. It drives traffic to your website. It helps you increase your objectives. If your objectives is traffic, leads, engagement, visibility, email addresses, blah, blah, blah. But if you have one blog and you're using it again and again and again and again and again, guess what? Your market's going to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller because people have already seen it. So you want to be able to write things on a regular basis. Okay? So what do I think is doable? I would say once a week is great, especially if you have a marketing strategy in place. If you want to do once a month, that's good too, but understand you're going to be really hitting, you're going to be wearing your welcome out a little bit on that. But there you go, folks. Those are my tips. I think there's lots of missteps people take on blogging. That's how I, in my expert opinion, I have seen work for hundreds of companies that we've worked with and over in the other hundreds of companies that I've consulted about this. It really does work. Consistency is key. Having your branding, having everything work, making it all work together is really, really important. And just understanding that all of your content should be customer-focused instead of you-focused. Okay? All right, folks. I love you for listening. Thank you always. This is Christopher Tompkins for the Social Marketing Academy. And check us out iTunes, the website, thegoagencyusa.com. Got that free e-course, Defining Your Social Media Edge, on the blog page. But yeah, check out that page and look at how we've kind of have it organized to all the opt-in technology we have to grab information, just so you can maybe take some ideas from it possibly. All right, folks, love you for listening. I'll talk to you soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.